Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
If you happened to tune in last week, you'll have heard me mention one of the men whose forthcoming canonization will take place on October 17th. Pope Benedict announced that last week.
Gaudet leto venerabilis frates, quod existimastis totius ecclesiae venerationi.
He's someone my colleague Bob White has a particular devotion to, Canadian blessed André Bessette.
Beatus Andrea Bessette.
And when this announcement was made, Bob picked up the phone and spoke to the rector of the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal, a religious of the Holy Cross, his name Claude Grou. Stay tuned.
I think Brother André is a very interesting model for people of every times and especially of our days, because Brother André is a man who started with what many people have when they start with. He came from a relatively poor family, but then very quickly he realized that he had great gifts to bring to the people. And he is a man who has been seen as a very generous man. What struck me is Brother André, as he became a religious of Holy Cross, he had a simple work as a doorkeeper and doing all kinds of little work in the college, but he was not satisfied with this work. He was always open to listen to people who came to him and start talking with people and pray with the people. And very quickly, people realized the power of this man, and people would be more and more attached to him. So this generosity of taking whatever means I have and make the best use of it for the service of the others and serving others to serve God and to help people to grow in their faith through this experience, I find that something very important.
Could you say something about the connection between his life, his vision, and perhaps even the initial concept of building the Oratory of St. Joseph and the shrine there?
Yeah, let's very, very quickly begin with his birth in a small town near Montreal. Then as a young man, he went to work in the Northeast United States, as many young Canadians who were poor tried to find a living by living in the United States. And in 1867, came back to Canada and then discovered the vocation to religious life and joined the Brothers of Holy Cross as part of this congregation of priests and brothers. And he came to College Notre Dame, where he was asked to be doorkeeper, which meant doing all kinds of hard works also for the community. But Brother André had, from his family, probably a great devotion to St. Joseph. And as a brother of Holy Cross, the patron of the brothers in the congregation is St. Joseph, so probably this increased even his interest in developing his devotion to St. Joseph. And just in front of College Notre Dame, there was a small mount. But then on the side of this mount, there was a space, and Brother André dreamt that one day he could build a small place there where people could come with him and pray with him to St. Joseph. So in 1904, it was become possible for him to build a small place. He was still working at College Notre Dame, but his superiors allowed him to walk across, and if he would find the money and friends who could help him to build a small place. That's why it's called Oratory. Oratory normally is not a big sanctuary, just a small praying space. And that's what he built at the beginning, just a place for people to come and pray. And very quickly, people came by thousands to pray at the side of the mountain. So the place was not sufficient. So with the help of other people and with the help of the community, he saw that it would be possible to build something a little bigger. And the place has grown from years to years till its completion in 1967, with the big basilica being completed.
From what you know of his life and being there, the director of the shrine, is there a particular virtue that you think he exhibited in his life that could have a continued significance for people trying to live as Christian disciples today?
Yes, I would put two words together: his capacity to listen to people and his generosity to put himself at the service of others. You know, when he would finish his day of work, very often somebody would come and say, somebody's sick in the hospital, would you be able to come? And he would always find ways to extend his energy and his days to be able to go out and help people. So, and I believe today we need people who can listen to the needs of others and respond to the needs of others. And in that way, Brother Andre, I think, is an important model for our days.
You were listening there to Holy Cross Father Claude Grou. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.